All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I think it was 707 and 832. Hope 707 comes back. I know it was a 70-something number. Press star 1. 832, your mic, lady.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Hey, chica.
Hi. I'm so glad to hear you with good energy and sounding good.
Yes,
and
I am.
And I'm so grateful for this gem of a class. This mastermind, because I have, it's just right on time. I've entered into that next phase of parenting. You know, my son, my only child, I done sent him off to the university, so I'm officially an empty nester. And I have, just listening to this this call, I realize that I've done many, many things, some right, some not wrong, and just tried to stay the middle. But there's still so much for me to do with him.
Yeah.
And I had to check my mindset about, well, is it too late? Is it too late for me to start talking about this? Or is it too late for me? While I was listening, I was like, no, it's never too late.
Right.
But there's two things. First, it's, now that I'm here, after everything that I've pushed through to keep him, his mind, you know, together and sane, and to keep him on the straight and narrow, we're going through all the stuff we were going through, and I've gotten him to a place where he is now, you know, out of the environment that was stressing him, and he's, you know, off on his own. I'm unraveling at this point. And I didn't realize how much I would, you know, I'm grieving.
Yeah.
And nobody talks about that part. We just think, you know, oh, it's going to be a party. You know, you were empty nester. You didn't got all your kids out. And I'm like, yeah, part of me is like that. But what I found myself these past 2 weeks, literally I'd be just going around cleaning up, and then I would just stop and just start bawling and crying. And because I've been under you for a long time, well, not a long time, but for many years, I knew, okay, this is not necessarily Salima. This is the mother.
Yeah.
This is the mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I had to just say, okay, I'm gonna let you cry. I said, okay, I'm gonna let you have this moment. And I understand. But, bitch, listen, we still going on this international whole tour. I'm still trying to get over here to this side. I can't let you stop, because I had to check my mindset about sabotaging, you know, doing the things that my mom did to me, trying to, you know, wish things wouldn't work out, and maybe if he just stays and canceling plans. And I had to say, no, everything's going right. Everything's going the way it's supposed to go. Let him be free. Let go. So once I got over that hump and now he's where he needs to be, I'm unraveling. And so I'm trying to understand and asking you, when your girls were transitioning, where they were going to be away from you, or however you arranged that, where they could get some independence, like after primary and high school, did you have a letdown? And, you know, or how did you did you have to transition yourself into a different form of parenting from where it was,
right,
you know, where a lot of us are and where a lot of the ladies that have spoken are? They're still in that, you know, 24/7 constant obligatory type of parenting. But I'm transitioning out of that into something else, and I've never been here before. And where my mother was with me, it was dysfunctional. So
right.
I'm in an emotional. I'm trying to handle myself emotionally, doing the things you've taught. But I'm at a point right now where I'm like, I recognize the other day is like you're grieving, and you are decompressing from all of this stuff that you had to do. The anchor that I had to set for myself and for him to get us through what we were going through, and
what?
Now that he's not here anymore. And it's just me, I'm having to fill that void with myself and not with other niggas, the daddy, whatever other distraction. I'm having to fill the void with myself. So I'm just looking now for guidance and wisdom on going into that transitory type of parenting, how you address it.
Okay. Sex, drugs, it don't always be the same. Music, theater, Broadway, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, sis. This is what you're going to have to goddamn get. I will say this. I had built up a life outside of them. So while I grieve and still am, because my daughter's still second year in California, and I still grieve that too, I was already building a life. So I was lucky in that I knew that I had to start doing something on my own. Because when they did leave, I already knew I was coming into contraction. So one, sex, drugs, rock and roll, keep building a life of your own. Hold on, let me take a drink. Second thing, this is not your season to parent. Parent as needed. Because you got to, again, find out who you are. In the transition period, y'all do nothing. Do some of the basic stuff, but if you start to feel like you're exerting too much effort, do nothing. Transition, let it come. Let that caterpillar become the butterfly. Do little to nothing. Parent as needed. When he calls, if you get a dream and you need to pop up on his ass to see what the fuck is going on so he'll know you is a black mama. If there's holidays, if y'all watch the show y'all always talked about and you can't, you know, he's not at the house now, but you can call and text him and say, did you see this? Me and my daughter sent stupid crazy ass TikToks all day. That's how I parent. A parent is needed. You gotta get all them years and all that energy that you gave to other people. I don't want to say you like you got to get it back because that energy is gone. It puts you in regret. But you got to get a handle. You got to get a management of it because the truth is it ain't really went anywhere because if he was still at home, he would still be doing the same shit. But since it's out there, we want to manage it differently. We want to manage the energy that you've given away for 18-plus years differently. Parent as needed, and sex, drugs, rock and roll get you a life. And only parent
yes,
is
ma'am.
Needed to me. Only parent is needed. We ain't doing no extra shit unless we get a premonition or some shit. Then we'll pop up and see what fuck's going on. But parent as needed. Until you're done.
Okay.
Got it. Let's parent $1 million in your crypto balance. Let's parent that. Let's mother that.
Yes.
put it over there, girl. Put it over there.
Oh, that's a word because that when I was in my little meditation, just thinking things through, that wisdom did whisper to me, you still have things to parent. You got books to parent. You got brands to parent. You got you to parent. In these other
yes.
forms. So,
yes
ma'am.
Ma'am.
I'm with it. Okay.
Got it.
Thank
615. You're welcome. 615, then I'm coming to 707, then 917. 615.
Greetings.
Hey, Chica.
Greetings. So, you know, I have to get some wine on this one right here. I've been looking forward to this for a while. You know, I've said that. And it's interesting just the synchronicity of the timing because I didn't know I would be in this space when it actually did come around. You know, I've been battling this whole pneumonia thing. So I'm still bringing my life force back. And I'm also glad for the timing of the healing ritual, right? So, you know, we've just done a lot of work, and I'm so always grateful for that. you know, from the strategies to the servitude and the gift reading. The gift readings are still just carrying us through and gave me a lot of clarity on, you know, my daughter's gifts. You walked me through getting her in private school, middle, now high school. So here we are this week, first week of freshman high school in San Francisco. Now, you know, I'm just a little country girl. So in some ways, I am a bit overwhelmed, you know, because she still has more independence than I had expected. It just looks different. I could not have really imagined what it would be, but it is still very different. I got triggered. So, you know, I drop her off. It's different. High school, you know, in the city, no carpool lane. They just get out, get in where they fit in. They're coming from everywhere, public transportation, car, commute, you know, however they get there, they just get to the front door. So just grounding myself in where I am in this phase. And what I found was, you know, after I really sat with it and I did the meditation at a eucalyptus tree and I did that live in our witchcraft group, what came to me is that my little girl was triggered because when I was at this same age, at this same phase in my life, I was taking care of a sick, dying parent, and I had no support. So I am, for some reason, going back there and didn't expect that that work would be coming up right now while I'm still, you know, sacrificing and supporting her and knowing that she's going to need more support as we get through high school. And, you know, you told me very early on that she's different. You know, her gifts are different. Her strengths in these areas are definitely different than mine and stronger than me at this age. Like I said, I was dealing with totally different issues. So, yep. You know, I just wanted to hear from you and Spirit, like, what's this inner child maiden issues coming up with me? How do I really... And maybe we should just do a reading on it, but, you know, whatever way we need to go with it. I'm working on a lot of self-compassion.
Hold on. The problem is you think you need to do something with it. You don't. You need to feel it. That's why our children disrespect us. We're too busybodies. We do. Oh, they have not seen, what did my daughter just say, vulnerability. To say, I'm just in a different place right now. I just need to mourn this. I need to grieve. You're trying to get out of grieving. You know I'm never going to tell you to do that. You need to sit in it. You need to journal it out. You need to cry it out. You're too controlling. Ain't nothing going to happen to your child.
No, she's, you know, she got her own team.
Right. So don't, so. She's the trigger. She's the trigger, but she's also the reason why you keep holding on to this shit. Your daughter is not you. Mm. We love holding on to our triggers. Don't hold on to this one. It's not, sis, you're going to have problems with her later if you do. Don't hold on to this trigger in the form of controlling and probably calling her too much and all this other shit. No, find the middle. Find the middle. And, sis, cry this shit out. Like, there's nothing to do when you are having an emotional experience about a memory but to let it come. Now, when you get to the point of where you're really ready to dead this shit, which I don't think you are, then you need to go into air magic and do what we call revision and revision your life as if that shit never happened and watch what watch how your life changes after that. But you can't go in there fucking with no high air magic when you really want to hold the trigger. Like, if you really, if we have to tell ourselves the truth. If you really want to be and hold on like I did to the story of single mother, you're binding your children. I had to let them narrative go and revision a new one. I became the goddess of 10,000 names. I went in and out of archetypes like nobody's business. I got tired of holding on to the story. Yes, that's my story, and so fucking what? You want to hear 16 other stories I got? See, you got to choose to let this story go, and right now the truth is you're not ready to. So until you're ready to, there's nothing I can do to help you. Let it all out, and when you're ready, we'll do some other shit. Cry it out, let it come, sis. So eventually you can let this shit go. And when you're ready to let it go, then again, you do some revisioning. Because I be revisioning. I got married in the first love. Shit, I be revisioning all kinds of crazy shit. There was love at first sight, and I'm on the goddamn yacht. And sis, I be, see, But I was ready to let it go before I started revisioning shit.
Okay.
You're not ready to let it go.
I've been doing this grieving for so long. It's definitely time. I need to do work to get to the point where I can let it go. Because now she's coming up on the age that I was dealing with these things and having to go through all this grieving. It's obviously still with me. So.
All right. So you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing resentment, sis. Are you going to own that?
I'm resentful. Who are you resenting? Support.
Who are you resenting?
Family. You ain't gonna see, can I you say
not,
my?
You're not going to own that. No, see, you're not going to own that. Who are you resenting, sis? The first name that popped in your head, who are you resenting? See, you won't. See, this is the shit I'm talking about. You're not ready to let it go. You're not ready to let it go. Cry it out, sis. I get it, girl. I did. Cry it out.
It's
ready.
Hard to say. It's hard to say.
That's because you don't want to let it go. Eventually, we'll get you there. We'll get you there.
We'll get there. We
take your time.
Overcome a lot.
Take your time.
Thank you, Gia.
You're welcome. 707. Your mic. Then I'm coming to 917.
Hey, sis.
Hey, Gia.
I just wanted to thank you so much. This has been, oh, my God, so enlightening. I mean, thank you for your vulnerability and just, you know, just being, like, wide open with your relationship and your relationship with your daughters. I mean, this has just been, wow, enlightening, very enlightening. So thank you. So one question that I had was about the doll, and that's not really something I'm familiar with. Is that something that, I mean, I can just Google?
Yes, you are. They call it a voodoo doll.
Okay, so is that something that you craft by hand? Because I've heard of the ones you craft by hand, but this is something like something that you purchase.
It's just every doll. See, now I got to get on your ass. The dolls you got in the store. How do you think the doll got in the store, girl? Is you high on life over there? You done forgot? I need to bring you down a little bit to air and common sense. Your ass has been traveling every damn where I've traveled. Is you back on Earth yet?
I might be a little out there.
How did the doll get in the store, sir?
No, somebody made it.
Bingo, hey, you got the answer. Can I just make
okay,
your own? Get damn doll. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that shit don't matter. Don't get caught up in that light worker shit that this person, that this mamba made the doll and all that other shit. Okay. If I make a doll for you, I'm a bad bitch, but don't you know your child more than I do?
Right.
So who should make the doll?
Gotcha.
You. The energy of the mother pouring into that doll is going to be more powerful than if I make it.
Right. Okay.
Don't get caught up,
yeah,
child. Come on down to earth with us little folks before you get on another trip. Say, hey, now just come on down and then you know, go on back on up high. Good talking to you, girl.
Wait a minute. I got a question.
917.
This is a major obstacle.
Wait, is she still talking?
Nah, you done. 917.
Oh.
Hey, lady.
Hey. Okay, so I have three questions that I think are all related, and the first one is, I've been doing fire sacrifices. I've done like some other sacrifices in bulk for my son, but I wanted to start doing them monthly. And I did two fire before, but it sounds like what you were saying to the ladies is for sons, we really should be focusing on air and earth, because the reason why I was going to do another fire.
No,
sacrifice,
not for you.
Okay.
Not for you. Their sons are still in like growing infancy. Your son is already out.
Okay. So continue with the fire.
Yes. Because you can't work in that because the respect is already gone. See what I'm saying? Those two other sisters still have respect. They still have time to turn it. You don't. The respect is already gone. You're completely different. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And the other thing was one of the things that I was trying to do and, you know, just trying to still find my footing with being a matriarch is, like I said, I'm learning this investing thing, and I was trying to get him to learn it too so that he can support himself. And, you know, he's not in the house, so it's always hard to control someone who's not in the house. And I'm trying to figure out if now that you're saying, listen, you need to live your life more, because I was going to try to get him to, you know, like show me, send me pictures of his stock picks and, you know, try to just do this together.
Of course. This is where you refuse to grow up. You ask me the same question a different way, hoping you're going to get a different answer. You're not. You just ask this same question. Sweetie, I've been in this 20 years. You cannot manipulate me. I told you already to back off. I told you already pushing him is going to do a disservice to you because he does not respect you. I just told you not to do. So you come back and ask again if I should get him to show me his chart. The answer is going to be the same. It is not going to change because you changed the question. This is why he don't respect you. This is why this shit that you just did, and you got to check it because, you know, I love you anyway. You got to check it. But this shit you just did is why he don't respect you. It's wishy-washy. You got to see that it's wishy-washy. Me showing you and talking and fussing ain't going to help. You got to see that this shit is wishy-washy. Let it go. What you should do is do what? Show him your fucking. Did you hear what I told you earlier? You get your life and let him see what the fuck you're doing. Since I'm not changing the answer because you changed the question. You need to be texting him your portfolio.
Okay.
Then he will. Yes, sis, I get it. I get it. Like, I had guilt because I had my children on Section 8. I had guilt because the lights were going off and we had to get other folks water to flush shit down the toilet. Sis, that shit ain't going to raise them productively because it's the truth. See what I'm saying? When you own the story, then it don't matter what a motherfucker say. Yes, I did it. Yes, I did it. And I might would have goddamn did it again. Yes, I did. See, you care too much about what people are saying. Just know you as a god, you as a witch, turn that motherfucker. So let them talk about you when you didn't have shit, but then they gonna talk about you now when you show them that goddamn stock portfolio. See what I'm saying? You give them the fucking rags to riches. You don't let them talk that shit to you. I'm gonna say it. Don't be guilty about shit, sis. We didn't know. You didn't have no support system. There was no way we were going to get this shit right the first time. There was no way. We weren't going to get it right the second fucking third either. There's no way. Give them motherfuckers something to talk about. Give it to them. And you in America, and we love the rags and riches over here. Give them motherfuckers something to talk about.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome, darling.
Yes, the joke. I'm going to have
no,
to
that's work. Right. I'm going to stay on you till you get it. All right, ladies. That's us. And, ladies, we ain't even finished the other two elements.
Oh, help us all.
Later.